we got to meet Tom Wopat over the years, and of course we all grew up with Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, that was, it was a staple, man. You had three radio or three television stations in America, right?
Yeah.
And I can't say it was 4, 5, and 9. Eventually we got 41. But
matter.
Every week we learned lessons. We rooted for the underdogs. We also learned that more than anything, we needed bows and arrows with dynamite. I mean, it's real. I don't care who you are. To this day, if you think I don't see a bow and arrow and I think, what could we attach to it? you're crazy. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's no joke. And if you and we have absolutely, I have a buddy, you just reminded myself, we taped an M80 to a crossbow and shot it across
all
the
because.
Water. Dude, I ripped the pipe. I'll tell him, on a 1980 Pontiac Sunbird, 3-2-door, 4-cylinder in Olathe, I went to Dukes of Hazzard, the railroad track, and it tore the pipe off the manifold just enough that it stripped the bolts and you could never tighten it up again. So it just was this really obnoxiously loud 4-cylinder Pontiac Sunbird for the other 3 or 4 years. But it all started with watching an incredible car launch itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's what, I mean, dude.
He's going to show you how to live.
It was one of the perfect TV shows of all time, man.
Tom Wopat is on the hotline right now.
Born September 9th in Lodi, Wisconsin, our next guest attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison before making his television debut on the long-running daytime drama One Life to Live. He also worked on the Broadway stage before landing the role that made him part of pop culture history, that of Luke Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard. He went on to such series as Sybil, returning to the stage in productions of The Music Man, Annie Get Your Gun, and many more, as well as carving out a career as a singer. And all this weekend, he'll be in Luray, Virginia, alongside former Dukes co-stars Catherine Bach and Ben Jones for the 25th anniversary of Cooter's Place. Please welcome singer, actor, and pop culture icon, Tom Wopat.
Oh, you magnificent.
Yeah, baby. You betcha.
Bitch. How you been, Tom?
Just a good old... you know, I can't complain. You know, 195, 6 feet tall.
Right. Devastatingly handsome.
Just shy of devastatingly. You know, I'm a little more humble than that.
Listen, this is going to be a good time. I know for sure our boy Chris Goff is bummed because he's going to miss this one, this 25th anniversary celebration of Cooter's Place. His wife put
He was hoping to get over there.
Yeah, he loves it.
I'm going to come visit him in October, though. I'll bring a musician down there or two, and we will we'll rock the town. We're going to Peculiar, baby.
Yeah. Dude, he really does love you. Like, when I tell you that, like, every once in a while I get a text, we'll be talking about something, and when he talks about you, I mean, it's a real friendship. Like, he just thinks the world of you.
Hey, he's a really good guy, and he's done me some favors, and I enjoy talking to him.
Yeah, he's a good cat. But listen, let's talk about this Cooter's place. For those of you who don't know, Virginia, this is the... It's the get down of all get downs. It's a celebration of people who understand why we love Dukes of Hazzard, why we love the idea, and that it's still fun to goon out on it and just enjoy it because it's just not supposed to be big thinking. It's like, what do we like? We like cars and we like beer and we like explosions and we like, you know, and we like when the good guys win. It's basic, man. It's fun.
And this weekend, I mean, you like good music, Confederate Railroad to be there, Wade Jennings, and I'll be playing with Cooter's Garage Band, and we're going to have a large time.
Yeah. And it goes.
We had to cut it down. I tell you what, we had like 20,000 people signed up for it, and the Luray police and it threw up their hands and said, yeah, no, you can't. Wait a minute. So now we're limited to 8,000 a day, but we're filling it up. And anybody who wants to come should get online and sign up for a couple of tickets because it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blowout.
Have you got a good card jump this year?
I don't know. I haven't heard that part of things. I know we're going to play some music, and I know we're going to eat some good food, and I know we're going to get a lot of people through those lines. And
it'll be a good time,
I think,
man.
We'll probably have some little mini General Lees there and probably several full-size ones.
Well, dude, you know, obviously at the time, you're a megastar on television at that time. People sometimes, I don't think they remember that there was only three major networks. And if you had a hit TV show, you were bigger than a movie star. You were 8 to 80 across the board. It's an unbelievable thing. But even as big as it was then, there's no way you'd know what an iconic, fun TV show would last throughout the ages.
No, and it's been something that's been passed down generation to generation. I mean, we'll get Grandpa in there, and we'll get, you know, the fourth generation who's 5 years old, and they all enjoy it. They all have fun. I love the kids. The kids are always a blast.
Yeah, well, they get it, right?
Yeah.
It's about brotherhood, family.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can identify with me because I'm, you know, psychologically about eight.
All of us stopped right about there. By the way, let me tell you, those County Line movies, I was talking to Jake about this earlier. They're great. I mean, really a great job. And I mean, of course, you were incredible in Django and Jonah Hex, too, man. But you really...
Yeah, well, also the County Line movies.
Yeah.
The County Line movies, they ended up having me play guitar. So I told them I should write a song for it. So I did.
Yep.
I wrote a song called County Line, and it's on the new record that I have out just like 16 months ago.
Simple Man.
Simple Man. Yep.
Well, listen, I know they got you running and gunning today, Tom, but man, you're always welcome here. When you get into Peculiar with that no good golf.
You better be telling the truth because I'm going to come visit you. I know where you live.
Come on. Listen, we'll go out to the 30 acres I have. It's not big, but it's lovingly known as Disgrace Land, and we will shoot some explosives out there if you want.
Talking my talk.
Come on. All right, stay right there. Good to hear your voice, Tom. Stay right there, man. I know we're on a tight leash with it. By the way, I won $20 maybe a month ago because somebody we bet, I go, it was Waylon Jennings who did the narration on that.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it wasn't. And I go, yes, it was. And then they're like, no, it wasn't. I was
get your PayPal out.
Put your goddamn money on the table, son, because I'm getting ready to learn you something right now.
Yeah, and even the iconic guitar in the intro. I mean,
yeah.
I used to think John Schneider, he is what he is, but who played Bo Duke, I used to think he was the wild card. The more we've been around Wopat.
No, he's without a doubt the wild card.
He looks more, I mean, it's more normal, but underneath you're like,
Yeah. So Bo, Luke, you know, Schneider, who I like very much, he's the pretty, you know, he's more Hollywood pretty, and he's legit. I'm not saying he's not legit. He absolutely is. Dude, listen, Johnny Cash took him in.
Yeah.
You know, he'll tell you the stories about sneaking on the set at Smokey and the Bandit. So he's, I'm not saying it's not, but Tom Wopat has got a dark streak in him.
Yeah, there's a weirdness there that gets out.
Top to bottom, I'm Wopat every day of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside out.
And he's, again, that Kenny Lyon movies, they were good.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a great, it wasn't a huge part, but it was a good pivotal part in Django.
Anybody who hasn't seen these, Marshall Gill Tatum, when they come into town and they're going to kill the local sheriff because he's wanted, when they come out, he's the sheriff that they have to talk to, and it's a fantastic scene.
Want two men, two rifles up on this roof, two men, two rifles on that roof. All the barrels aimed at that front door. Somebody get poor Bill out of the goddamn street. You in the saloon. You got 100 rifles aimed at every way out of that building. You got one chance to get out of this alive. You and your nigger come out right now with your hands over your head, and I mean right now.
Is this the marshal I have the pleasure of addressing?
Yes, it is. This is U.S. Marshal Gil Tatum.
I trust, as a representative of the criminal justice system of the United States of America, I shan't be shot down in the street by either you or your deputies before I've had my day in court.
You mean like you did our sheriff? Shot him down like a dog in the street.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Do I have your word as a lawman not to shoot me down like a dog in the street?
Well, much as we'd all enjoy seeing something like that, ain't nobody going to cheat the hangman in my town.
Yeah, it's a great, by the way, if you haven't seen Django again, go back and watch it again. Like, I've probably seen it 10 times now. And it just gets better every single time I watch it.
Between Jamie Foxx and Walton Goggins, Sam Jackson, like Tarantino, it's one of his best movies.
Goggins did such a good job. I try to not remember it's him because I like him so much. Dude, I like Goggins as a person.
I hate that when I see a movie and they play an evil person, the dick, so bad that you're like, I know that's in there. He's a dick.
Yeah, you pulled that from somewhere, didn't you?
That movie is something. Like, and you're laughing at inappropriate wrong times, but you're learning all at the same times, and my goddamn.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. And just odd enough, and it's strange different things like the dentist angle.
Yes.
Like with the bongly, like the big tooth on top of the wagon with a spring. Like just there's enough weirdness. And then, you know,
the gang of the riding gang that's like the KKK or the Bald Knobbers. One of the wives.
Yeah, he can't get the wives.
None of them. She cut the eye holes too.
Yeah.
Don't expect nothing from me or mine. Ungrateful sons of bitches.
Yeah. No, Django, if you haven't seen the movie, you should definitely go try it out today, man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.